The Red Hot Chili Peppers are one of the biggest bands in the world. Two of the founders, Anthony Kiedis and Michael Balzari, better known as Flea, met at Fairfax High School in Los Angeles in the early 1980s. And with their friend Hillel Slovak, they created what's become their signature mix of L.A. funk, punk, and psychedelic rock. After more than a quarter century together, the bands put together an oral visual history, a kind of scrapbook of photos and memories. It's called The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Many critics have called Flea among the greatest living bass players in the world, but few of his fans know that his background is actually in jazz.
I started playing trumpet when I was a kid in junior high school.
And you were raised in a jazz household, I should
say. I was, yeah. My stepdad, who came into the picture when I was about 7 years old, was a jazz musician. And I was exposed to a lot of great jazz at a very young age, and it was a huge inspiration for me. But then when I was in high school, I met Hillel Slovak, and he played guitar in a rock band. And I used to go by and see them rehearse sometimes, and I thought, like, they were having so much fun, and it was so not regimented and not controlled, and not there were no authority figures around. They were just doing what they wanted and having a good time, and, you know, it really felt good to me to get away from what my parents wanted and what they were teaching me in school. And then it turned out that Hillel told me that they weren't happy with their bass player. And how did I feel about learning to play the bass? And next thing you know, like 2 weeks later, I was on stage at the Zaris, a nightclub in Hollywood, rocking.
When you look through this book and you flip through it, it almost feels like you're looking through a private scrapbook at times. And then you realize that actually, flipping through the pages, you guys are naked on a lot of these pages. It becomes clear that throughout sort of the history of the band, you guys really must have loved or liked being naked. What is it about nudity?
For us, it was just a silly joke. Mm. You know, we'd do it around the house. Like, Hillel and Anthony and I all live together, and we'd do it just to be funny, you know? And then it was like, well, this is a bold look, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a story. I mean, there's a story that you guys even ran naked through the offices of EMI during like a high-level meeting at one point.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that was great. We had just signed with them and we were pretty low on the totem pole. And I think a lot of people in the company really didn't even like us. And at a certain point, like openly wanted to get rid of us, you know, because they just thought that we were ridiculous. And so Anthony and I showed up at the record company one day and, We said we wanted to meet the president of the company because we heard he was around. We had never met anyone. Let's meet him. Oh, no. And they said, oh, no, he's in a meeting right now with the heads, and the international heads have come in and having a big board meeting. And we said, oh, okay. And then we were just walking through the company. I think Anthony and I had smoked a joint or something. And he was like, you know, we should take off our clothes and run in that meeting and jump up on the table and dance around. That would freak him out. And the last thing it was calculated, you know, and so I was like, great idea, and we did it. And, you know, they were really pissed off, and we danced around. The expressions on their faces were something that I hold dear to my heart. And then we put on our clothes and ran out of there.
You guys had Higher Ground under EMI, which was your first sort of
mainstream
hit. And my personal favorite, Magic Johnson, as an L.A. Laker fan, I was always penetrating the lane like a bullet train, or wanting to. But we can get
back to... Take a brushy bubble, but triple, double, trouble is coming to your town, and it's going to make rubble.
This book is, I mean, I think it's fair to say, is almost a love letter to Hillel Slovak. And, of course, he died of a heroin overdose in 1988. And a lot of what you write in the book, especially in the beginning, is about him and his influence on you and his impact on you.
Yeah, well, certainly he had a profound impact on me. If it weren't for him, I never would have played the bass and, you know, never would have had the Chili Peppers or anything like that. Not to mention that he's also a founding member of the band and a huge influence on our direction, you know, that launching pad that got us going. But more than that, you know, he was a brother, a beloved friend, and and just a beautiful person and a great artist. You know, I have paintings hanging in my house that he made that are just beautiful paintings that he did when he was a teenager, you know, these beautiful deep oil paintings. And, you know, any gratitude that we can show to him doesn't come close to measuring, you know, the love and gratitude that we have for him.
I'm speaking with Flea. He's the bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're talking about the new book, The Red Hot Chili Peppers, An Oral Visual History. Flea, I know it's an unfair question, mm-hmm. and I hate to ask this question mm-hmm. of artists, but it's always something that people are interested in knowing. Mm-hmm. What are your favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers records?
You know, it's hard as the years go by because you hear them so much, you know? And I really, like, the time when I really like them is when we make them, you know? I felt like Californication really captured us as a band. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It was a real all-for-one, one-for-all feeling when we made it.
It was a sort of a millennial album, just at the turn of the millennium.
It was, yeah. Yeah, that one, I feel like. And, the last one, Stadium Arcadium, I felt like, you know, as a band, we've continued to grow as time has gone by. And, you know, I feel like all our records are different, but I felt like Stadium Arcadium was a record that really encompassed everything that we had done from our beginning till that time. Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo.
And you guys are in the studio now again.
Yeah, yeah, we're making a new record right now. We're very excited about it. You know, after our last world tour for Stadium, we took 2 years off just to get away from it, because it was really, we had just been worked to the bone. And during that time, I went to USC for a year and studied music, which I had never done. I studied, you know, classical theory and Bach and stuff like that. And it really felt like it opened up new doors for me as a musician. And I started playing the piano. And for this record, for the first time, wrote, you know, almost all of my writing contributions come from the piano, which is a new thing for me and a new feeling and sound for the band.
Hopefully you're going to have to come to Washington, D.C. and play at the Kennedy Center, a piano solo night.
Yeah. Well, I do have a fantasy of a Flea Plays Bach record, so I'm working on it.
Well, we will definitely talk to you when you put that out.
Yeah.
That's Flea. He's the bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The band's first book is called The Red Hot Chili Peppers, An Oral Visual History. It's in bookstores now. Flea, thank you so much.
Okay, man. Thanks for having me on.
Before you go, Flea.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you go, I know that you're in L.A. and I'm in Washington. Is there any chance you could play a little Bach for us?
Oh, a little Bach for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have a piano there where
okay.
you are.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's just, well, just a funky old piano in the lounge here.
Yeah.
I'll play you a little Bach.
Great. Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. You can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great night.